Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we
are. Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Here's the podcast. Nathan is sitting in a lovely tank top in his living room. Wave at me. Can you hear me? Are we all good?
Hello. Greetings, one and all. I'm looking at myself in the screen because I am currently wearing a tank top. I look as if I have jaundice.
What does your screen look like? What are you seeing on your screen? I want to know what's his layout.
He does it so differently to us.
I'm seeing the split screen. I'm seeing you on the left, Graham, and me on the right.
But we're the same size, are we?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were the opposite to what I have here, where I have you as the main screen, and then I'm just a little tiny thing in the top right.
Oh, how do I look?
You look fantastic. I was just like, if you were the main and you're one, and then I... what I have here in front of me was the same for you, then I'd be worried, because there's been times where I've been waving at you to try and get your attention, and you haven't been even noticing it. You've been sitting there looking past the computer screen, and I'm thinking, am I even on his screen, or is he just staring at himself?
Do you know, it's because during the show, I have to mute the laptop and mute my microphone. So there's many times where you're probably talking to me. I know it's happened to me where I've asked you questions and then I've realized my microphone's off.
Yeah. I was asking you a question there, but your mic was off. Did you go walking yesterday?
No, I haven't walked on the leg yet.
Can you put pressure on it?
I attempted to put a bit of pressure on it in my bedroom, and then I FaceTimed my brother Adam, who's currently living in France at the moment. Bonjour, brother.
Vive la France.
I said to him, hey, what do you think about me starting physio early and just doing my own thing? Because the doctor said a month. And he said, Nathan, listen to the doctors. And I said, well, brother Adam,
what do they know?
But I know my body. Surely I know my body. And he said, yeah, man, the knee is a complex thing. It's not like the arm or an arm strain. And I go, I'm not saying it's the arm, brother. I'm fully aware it's the knee, but come on.
Have you been?
Some people recovered at different times. Is that not fair?
Have you been having the shower?
Yeah, I've been having a shower. I'm feeling better getting into it. It's quite a weird way how I do it. I've really gotten the same process every day where I open half the shower door. I whip that open. I go and I crouch down and just sort of crawl into the bath. My strong foot first going in.
Yeah, and then roll the other one in.
It works out well.
Do you have a handle in the shower that you can hold on to?
No, I'm holding on to just the side bit of the bath.
Oh, slippy.
Slippy. I didn't say on the show, because I'm also very scared for GDPR. I don't want to get into any issues, but I'll say it to the podcast intro. Got a new roommate.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's exclusive. I didn't touch on it on the show.
I know. How are we going to deal with the new roommate? Like, do you have to say, mate, by moving in here, sign the contract,
but
you will be talked about. Sorry, pal.
My other roommate, Sean.
Go back away from the laptop because it's picking up the volume. You probably can't hear us. All right.
My other roommate, Sean, told him that I work on spin. Didn't mean much to him.
That's good to know, because you wouldn't want a super fan living with you.
But I don't know, was he playing it cool?
Sorry, who's Kent Jones?
I love this song. It's come on, da 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 da.
Sounds like a footballer.
Kent Jones, bonjour, madame. Kent Jones was the name of my estate agent when I lived in Wrexham.
Oh, all right.
Not the same person.
Okay, we got to go. Sorry, Kent Jones is coming up on Peter Collins' show, and I was trying to figure out who he was. On the show this morning, we talk about Micheál Martin, me at the physio, a new mask term for dating, spin doctors back. There's loads, packed as usual.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All eyes were on Mr. Graham O'Toole last night. I was checking the 6-1 news to make sure there was no breaking headlines. But Graham, you injured yourself while you were playing for your beloved GAA team, Ranelagh Gaels.
Yeah.
Look, let's be honest, they're not very good. But there's a lot of heart on the pitch. You work hard and you ended up injuring your quad muscle. So what happened?
Yeah, so I injured my quad muscle in training 2 weeks ago. It's around the thigh area, and I had to go to physio last night. And I was a little bit nervous because I haven't had physio in a long time. The last time I had physio was on my wrist when I injured that playing seven-a-side. So I haven't actually had physio on my leg ever. I was trying to think yesterday, when's the last time I had physio? And I can't remember. So I wasn't really in a mindset of, oh, I always go to physio so I know what to do. So naturally, I was a little bit nervous going because I didn't really know what to expect. So when I left to get in my car and I sat down and I go, do I have everything? Do I have my mask? I have my wallet, I have my keys. And then I looked at my legs and I said, oh, I'm wearing jeans. I very nearly left while wearing jeans. And of course, if I went with my jeans, I would have had to done the awkward unbuckling of my jeans, zipping down in front of the physio, and then being in my boxers as they inspected my thigh. So thankfully, I had a little bit of a check before I started the car and left for the physio. But I went back in and I changed anyway.
I do want to focus on your underwear because that has been a serious problem for you over the last few months. You keep buying underwear and panties, but they're too small for you. So have you sort of rectified that problem?
Luckily, I had a fresh wash over the weekend, so I had all my older boxers, which are slightly bigger and are better fitting. So I made sure I wore the better ones going to physio. Went in there anyway. Had my shorts on, had a bit of a sports top. I was looking sporty and I was ready to go. But once we got inside the physio's office, I realised how hot it was. And yesterday was a real muggy day. And it was an old enough building, so there was very little air conditioning, but a little fan in the corner. And I quickly realised that I was sweating a lot. Because, first of all, I was nervous. I didn't know this person. I hadn't been to physio in a while, and they were asking a lot of questions about myself. They had to kind of figure out my history and stuff like that. So I was getting a little bit nervous just kind of talking about myself. Added to the about 25 degrees in the room, and also the fact I was sitting on a leather chair. None of these factors were really helping me out here while I was sitting in the chair. And as I got up to kind of stand up to be inspected, I realised that I just left a puddle of sweat on the leather chair from my legs. It was so sweaty. And then when I was asked to get on the table to have my leg kind of pushed and pulled and everything to see how sore it actually was, I was so self-conscious about being sweaty that I started to like get really red in the face, and I had my mask on as well, and it was so hot underneath my mask because I was breathing so heavily because I was so embarrassed about being sweaty.
I would love if the physio was trying to rub your leg, but you were so sweaty that your leg kept slipping off the table.
It was
slipping off.
And I just hope that it was just a standard for the day that was in it. Because it was hot, it was really unexpected that the air condition wasn't really going in the room, that we just all expected that it's just going to be a bit sweaty today as the leg got rubbed.
So what did the physio say? How are you getting on?
Out for the next 3 to 6 weeks, I believe. A grade 2 muscle sprain. I have to go back next week and get it checked up upon. But I just hope that next week, I know we never hope for bad weather, but hopefully next week is absolutely freezing. I want it really cold in there, possibly snow outside as well, so we don't have a repeat of yesterday's antics.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's safe to say we are living in a pandemic at the moment, Graham. The coronavirus, it has affected the love game. For better, I don't know, but do you remember during lockdown, a lot of people were dating online. They were doing video dates. Sure, do you remember we actually carried out a spin ISIL date?
Yes, it was Annabelle and Dan. We coined the phrase Danabelle. They had a wonderful date. Me and Nathan provided the entertainment, singing I Got a Feeling for the Black Eyed Peas. But unfortunately, they just remained friends. But what do you got for us now, Nathan?
I want to speak about a brand new dating trend. It's called mask fishing. So it comes from the same camp as catfishing. Do you remember that dreadful MTV show, Catfish, where people go on and they say, Ned, I've fallen in love with this lady that I've been chatting to for 5 years. I've never met her, but here's a picture of her. And she's Rihanna. And then they track down the person, and the lady is living in a swamp and is 7 foot and just looks completely different.
And is a man who drives a truck.
Every episode is always the same. But So this is mask fishing. Let me paint a picture for you, Graham. You're on the Lewis home today. Now, this would never happen to you because you are loyal. But if you were single, you're on the Lewis and you're looking over down the carriage and you spot a very glamorous looking lady, lovely eyes, but wearing the face mask, of course. And you're thinking, ding dong, really, really nice. And then you go up, you might chat to her, you might say, how are you getting on? And then takes the mask off and looks completely different to what you thought.
So mask fishing, you're judging them by their eyes because their whole face is covered by that. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, like someone like me, the mask is actually great because I have a very long face. I would say I have a weird enough mouth as it is, so the mask actually works in my favour.
You are actually a thing they term, they coin the phrase shave ducking, where it is you're attracted to somebody's beard and not actually their face. And because recently I was diving deep into your Facebook archive, I come across when you didn't have the beard in college, and yes, the beard has definitely improved you, so you are a big fan of the shave ducking. Also, the mask fishing is also you. Just cover the bottom half of the face. But what the thing I love about the mask is, when you're walking through town, and I've said it before on the show and I'll say it again, people don't recognise you when you're wearing the mask, which is great when you don't have the awkward conversation with people you only half know. And especially if you're wearing a hat, all you have is your eyes, and unless they're looking directly in your eyes, they've got no idea it's you.
Do you have the confidence like me? Have you attempted to wear sunglasses with the face mask? And are you having the same problem that it completely fogs up the glasses and then you walk into a pool?
No, but I have heard that people who wear glasses every day have that issue. But there's a little thing that they put on their nose or something like that. I'll have to look it up and it stops the fogging of the glasses. I'll look it up and I'll have an answer for you after DJ Khaled. One of the tricks is that you wear your glasses on your mask. So you pull the mask up as high as you can go and then you have your glasses on your mask, like the bottom rests on it. And also get a mask with a bridge nose, so it's got the little bit of, you can like taper it around your nose and it molds around your nose to try and stop your breath coming up. But if you have any other tips for us on how you stop your glasses fogging up with your mask, do let us know on 087 711 1038 and we'll share it with the listener this morning.
Do you remember my very first mask was my mother's bra?
Oh God, that seems like a long time ago. I remember that Nathan had this mask, but the straps was from like, was it a bikini top or something?
Yeah, it was my mum's bikini, but it was just massive.
And you used to tie it to the back of your head. That was only about a month ago, but honestly, it could have been 7 years.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Good morning, it is 7:39.
Psst, 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 psst. You come to the radio, would you? Psst, 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 psst. It's like I'm trying to call for a cat or something. It is the showbiz shootout, baby. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide, or no, the big old sheriff decides which one is better.
Sheriff. Howdy, don't you forget about the sheriff.
Will I begin?
What do you have for us this morning?
Do you see where I write my showbiz news stories now from home? It's in a red hardback notebook.
Yes, I see it.
What am I doing? Describe what I'm doing because I'm aware this is the radio.
You're licking your finger. You're opening up your book. And licking your finger is something we don't advise you doing these days. Wash your hands, sanitize.
Yeah, I haven't left the gaff yet, Graham. All right, here we go. Ant and Dec. Everyone's favourite duo. Do you remember one time, Graham, you and I, we were performing, I think we were just doing...
We were hosting an event with secondary school students.
Yeah, hosting an event, and someone said, you are like the cheap Lidl version of Ant and Dec.
And I was delighted with that, to be honest.
Yeah, I was very happy with that. Want to hone in on Ant. We've known for quite a while. It was a messy divorce he was going through with his ex-wife, Lisa Armstrong. Do you remember?
I remember it, yep.
Now, she has reportedly left a lot of boxes outside her gaff
for people to just go and take. I remember when I used to live in Portobello, I would see this often. You'd just walk down the street and you'd see an old, disgusting, smelly leather chair. And then I'd ring up my brother, who was my roommate at the time, and say, "Hey, bro, I found a great chair. I think you need to bring it to the living room right now." Let me tell you some of the items that Lisa has left outside. An adult lie detector quiz. It's called Saint or Spring.
Oh, I say she put that on hand. Are you with your makeup assistant? Or is it the makeup artist or assistant?
No, she
PA?
Was a makeup artist.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, it's okay. Aunt's old bathrobe.
Oh, get rid of Aunt's stuff.
Imagine walking around like Hugh Hefner. I am Aunt. You also have, this is quite sad, a dog bowl. That used to be their dog's Hurley's dog bowl.
That was the big thing when the divorce, who got the dog. I remember that one, yeah.
But the dog has passed away, I think.
Has he? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the last one is an autobiography. Pierce Morgan's. Why on earth would you read that?
She's at his firewood.
There was a picture in the newspaper this morning where there was an old man on an electric scooter picking up the Pierce Morgan autobiography.
He got a bargain. He got an absolute bargain. Free book for that man. I want to talk about similar kind of vibe to Aunt McPartland. Yes, Dermot O'Leary, you will remember a couple of weeks ago I brought the news that Ant and Dec, they did have showdown talks with Simon Cowell before about their lack of screen time in Britain's Got Talent. Well, I can tell you that Dermot had similar talks with Simon due to the X Factor. He said, "I've had my State of the Union meeting with Cowell as well. You're watching the show one day and going, I'm not in any of this." He does that great Simon thing where you walk into his house and you're like, stick to the plan, say what you want to say. And then you sit down, you're going through it and he goes, "Do you want some chicken pie?" And in your head, you're like, actually, I really like chicken pie. The most delicious chicken pie you've ever had in your life turns up. And you have this thing and you go, "I don't think I'm in the show enough." He goes, "Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, absolutely." Then you go, "Great. Now I can just have a great time because he's great company." Because Simon Cowell is the easiest boss ever. "Simon, I actually think I'm on 50% for the wage that I believe I should be on." "Absolutely. Totally agree. Here's another £2 million to do a rubbish series on X Factor the Band."
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Graham gets the win this morning because Hurley the dog is very much alive.
Oh,
oh no. I'm sorry.
Fake news O'Reilly over there.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I feel like I was just a young nipper when we first sang that theme song in the studio. Little did I know the accolades, the awards, the fans that this game would bring to my life.
He hasn't won any awards. Just got nominated.
It's going to win an award this year.
It is the game where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you got to do is get the questions wrong. If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win €100. Just so people know, you only have to listen to this for another 2.5 weeks. The award ceremony is on Friday. 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Producer Callum?
2 weeks.
Friday, 2 weeks.
Oh, I'll have to get my suit. I need to iron it.
Playing this morning is Anita. Anita, good morning.
Morning.
All right, Anita, I believe you're going to be having a baby in 2 weeks' time.
Hopefully 2 weeks, yeah. Not a moment longer.
Well, and congratulations.
Anita, have you found out the sex of the baby, or are you going to wait as a little surprise?
It's a girl.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, and do you know the name yet? Lovely. Or maybe you don't want to say it on the radio.
I've had 7 names over the last couple of weeks, but for the moment it's Ada.
Ada,
oh,
okay.
That's a lovely name. And
can I
ask you, do you have any strange cravings at the moment? Because when my mother was pregnant with me, she used to eat the tops of strawberries. Do you know the green bits?
Oh my gosh. No, I haven't had any cravings, to be fair. Like, it's been a pretty boring pregnancy.
I'd say, Anita, stay away from the tops of strawberries if I was you. You don't want to aid that to turn out like Nathan.
Definitely not, no.
Okay, Anita, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Warren's on top with 12. 13 or more puts you in pole position. 1 minute, best of luck.
Who sings the song WAP?
Brian McFadden.
What is Ronan Keating's job?
Actor.
What sport does Tiger Woods play?
Tennis.
Name a Lindsay Lohan film.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
What date is Valentine's Day?
16th of March.
Do an impression of Al Pacino.
Good day, mate.
What do we put in a toaster?
Jam.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey!
Mattos.
Name someone Peter Andre has married.
Kate Winslet.
What's 66 minus 6?
59.
17 plus 2 is 19. True or false?
False.
Who does Kylie Jenner have a child with?
Tiger.
What is a German Shepherd a type of?
Ha.
What does a Lewis driver drive?
A bus.
How do you spell squid?
C-A-T.
What sport
does... time.
Oh, ho, Anita!
Oh, gosh.
Could you imagine Brian McFadden singing WAP?
Oh.
Would be extremely disturbing,
that's
but also
horrible.
Fantastic.
Be interesting to see.
With Keith Duffy miming in the background.
Keith Duffy doing the dance.
Anita, I have to say, you are so friendly. You're going to be one of the greatest mothers around. Do you know what? You actually reminded me of someone.
Ooh.
Okay.
You reminded me of a very, very young Mary McAleese.
Oh, oh.
That's brilliant, actually.
What an honor.
Yeah.
What an honor.
That is amazing.
One of our greatest ever presidents.
Definitely.
Anita, I hope you're sitting down. I hope your waters don't break when I give you the news.
Oh,
you,
well.
God. 15!
Go stop it! Get in! And Anita, if nobody gets 16 or more between now and Friday, that 100 euro is yours. Anita, if we don't chat to you before you give birth to Ada, we wish you the very best of luck, okay?
Thank you very
Bye.
Much. Bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Friend of the show, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, he was interviewed over the weekend and he said this very bold statement.
I've been on the doors with my TDs, on the doors with candidates. Every one of them know that. I've knocked on almost every door in every constituency in this country.
Wow.
Big claim. Let's have another listen to what he said just at the end there.
I've knocked on almost every door in every constituency in this country.
Wow, that's... He's knocked on almost every door in every constituency in this country.
Now, Graham, the very first day when we found out that we were getting the breakfast show on Spin, you banged your fist on the table and you said, I don't care what we talk about every morning. The only thing I'm passionate about is making sure politicians tell the truth and we must hold them accountable.
So this morning, actually, we'll do a straw poll in the studio. Producer Callum, has Micheál Martin knocked on your door?
No.
Nathan, has Micheál Martin knocked on your door?
No.
Andrew on News, has Micheál Martin knocked on your door?
No.
Okay. Well, very simple this morning. Have a listen to him again. He said it, not us.
I've knocked on almost every door in every constituency in this country.
087 711 1038. We need to do a straw poll this morning on the show. Has Micheál Martin knocked on your door? He said almost every. So I'm saying that's about 9 out of 10. Has to be 9 out of 10. 087 711 1038. Yes or no to Taoiseach Micheál Martin knocking on your door? Kayleigh, has Micheál Martin knocked on your door?
No, he has not, and I live in a cul-de-sac, and I haven't seen him in the cul-de-sac knocking on any neighbour's door.
Kayleigh, have you been expecting the knock on the door?
I haven't. I didn't know he was knocking around, otherwise I would have kept an eye out for him even harder.
Kayleigh, I don't want to be presumptuous here, but did you hear a knock once, think it was the TV licence inspector, ignore it, and then it could have been Micheál Martin?
God, no, I have a TV, like.
And I knew it. I just wanted to check. I knew you're not like Nathan.
How dare you? Kaylee, if
he didn't deny
Micheál
it.
Martin, if Micheál Martin knocked on your door, would you be starstruck?
Not in the slightest. I can't stand the man.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
Kaylee, well, we'll put it down as a no, but if he does in the near future, will you let us know?
I'll be straight on to you the minute he does.
Kaylee, you're a star. Thank you so much, Nathan. I'm getting a few messages in here. Shane in Rathfarnham, he says no. Micheál Martin hasn't been in Rathfarnham. Polly and Sandry says no, never, and delighted you are doing this poll to keep politicians accountable. Well done, lads. We've always said it. We want to keep the politicians accountable.
I really want to find a yes. Any yeses yet?
Lindsay's been in contact? No.
No.
But in fairness, I wouldn't open the door to him.
God, a lot of hate for our Taoiseach this morning. It's not good to see. So if you're listening and if he has knocked on your door, please, we want to hear from you this morning. The number once again, 087-711-1038. Just say yes or just say no.
And just in case you joined us, this is a clip of him saying it. We aren't making this up.
I've knocked on almost every door in every constituency in this country.
In this country? That's a lot of doors to be knocking on.
Your knuckles would be bruised.
Oh, right. You'd be hoping then after the first couple of thousand that there's a doorbell.
Our very own Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, he made the bold statement over the weekend. He has said that he has knocked on everyone's door in the country. And we are asking you, has he knocked on your door?
Well, to give him credit, almost every door. This is what he said.
I've knocked on almost every door in every constituency in this country.
Almost every door. So
we said it with such conviction.
We say about 90% of the doors.
Now Shane says, lads, there's 2,003,645 houses in Ireland. He hasn't knocked on my door.
Well, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, Micheál Martin. We'll say at least 2 million would be good. We'll round it down. Keith's been in contact.
Lads, he's never knocked on my door either.
Okay, he hasn't knocked on Keith's door. But Tom joins us on the line. Tom, has he knocked on your door?
He has. He's actually knocked twice.
Okay. Oh, he's doubling up.
He obviously likes me more than the rest of the nation.
Oh my God. All right, Tom, you've so many questions. Paint a picture for us. What was it when he knocked on your door?
Yeah, so I was taken aback a little bit because he was there with Jim O'Callaghan and they were obviously doing the rounds for the last election, and at the gate he was standing and I looked over and I said, geez, there's Micheál Martin, how's it going? And he engaged in a bit of banter. It was more Cork versus Dublin banter in the GA than politics, to be honest. And that sounded fairly nice, and yeah, he kind of outlined a few things that he was hoping to get done if they got into government. Of course, like Cork winning the All-Ireland, but that never happened. he knocked twice, so he was obviously with Jim going around the Dublin 6 area, shall we say, quite a bit. So yeah, he did knock twice, I have to say.
And did he knock twice in the same election cycle?
He was there the same election cycle.
That's bad planning on Micheál Martin's. If he's trying to get to every house in the country and he's going to Tom's house twice, well then he's definitely got a bit confused in the Swords area anyway.
Or maybe I took the piss a little bit too much, you never know. So
maybe.
Or he liked me or tried to recruit me, maybe, you never know. But there you go, so he was there twice, definitely.
Well look, Tom, thanks very much. We got someone. And if he has come to your door, we'd love to hear what he said as well. Did he have the crack with a little bit of GAA as well? Let us know. 087-711-1038. We gave him the benefit of the doubt. We said that'll be about 90%. We did a straw poll on the show and we found out it's about 0.5% of the fully charged listener. But just to finish up, Nathan, I think we got one more message that Callum wants us to read.
Yeah, I don't really understand it, I'll be honest with you. It's from Big Anto, and he says the only way Micheál Martin is knocking on every door in the country is if he's working for Monsters, Inc. It's a no from me.
So, Callum, our producer here, is a big fan of kind of the Disney Pixar movies. Can you explain that? I know Monsters, Inc., yeah. Sully and Mike.
How do you not get the reference? So in Monsters, Inc., the main premise is the monsters go into kids' bedrooms and scare them for screams, and the screams generate electricity. But the science behind it is they have a big machine where doors drop from the ceiling instead of going around to people's houses. So basically, Micheál Martin has a big Monsters, Inc. doors machine where he can go into a door, scare you, and then leave. You're not finding this funny one bit. Come on, you've got to back me up here. That's.
I would have found if someone said, like, Santa Claus visiting everybody's house in one night. Yeah.
Coming down your chimney.
Yeah. Eating your milk and cookies.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
There is a new documentary on Netflix that is getting an absolutely massive reaction. It is called The Social Dilemma. Has it been served to you on Netflix yet, Nathan?
Yes, it was served to me yesterday. I saw the ad. It looks really interesting.
So how they describe it is, it's a documentary drama hybrid which delves into the world of social media and how our internet usage and search history are being used against us. And it was one of those documentaries that when I was watching it, I was actually getting anxious watching it because I could see so much of myself in what they were talking about. Because they were talking about, well, essentially, the people, the documentary focused around some people who were in really high positions in the likes of Facebook, YouTube and Instagram, and how it was their job to keep us as users on their social media platform for as long as possible, to grab us in and then to sell ads to us. And then they were just talking about how it is so dangerous and how it's damaging society and all that kind of stuff. It is such a good watch, and it makes you want to throw away your phone afterwards. I was staring at my phone while watching it going, you're so evil. You're an evil device.
You're a bad phone. I don't trust you. Do you know, the social media app I use the most has to be Instagram. Now, I don't know if you're aware, guys, there is a button on Instagram where you can see how long you spend a day using it.
Okay.
And I checked, and I think we should all compare and contrast. So if you go on to your profile right now on Instagram, and if you click the top right-hand corner of the button, it's where you find, do you know, your archives.
Okay, so
old stories.
You're on your homepage, your own page, top right.
Top right, you'll click that, and you'll see a button, your activity.
Yes, got it.
Click into that, and that will tell you how long you spend on Instagram daily. I have my figure. Will I begin?
So where are you going? Are you going for what it's on, your average daily use?
Yes.
Okay, what does it say?
I don't know if this is good or bad, but it's 50 minutes a day I spend on Instagram. Is that a lot?
Do you want to know what mine is?
Go on.
No word of a lie, and I'll show producer Callum here in the studio. 49.
Oh,
49. Oh. I'm going to say, Callum, you're more than us.
I thought I would be as well. My daily average is 39 minutes, but if you go onto the graph, it breaks it down day by day. You can hold and see how long you spent time per day. Yeah. Last Thursday, I was on Instagram for an hour and 6 minutes.
I was on last Friday for an hour and 22 minutes. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Nick Kay, friend of the show, he fills in for you when you're on holidays. His is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. You can see that he's a father and has a son.
No, that's not because he's a father. It's because he's on TikTok the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And he's constantly sending us TikTok videos. So he's done with Instagram now. He's moved on. But I will recommend you to watch The Social Dilemma. And 100%, you're going to be afraid of your phone for a day or two, and you're going to try and do as they say. They say, don't bring your phone to bed, turn off your notifications, and then you'll do that, and then you'll just revert back to what you were, and you'll forget everything in just a few.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast. All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
We're very excited for this. We got a big prize to give away. Colleges are starting back. The excitement. Imagine just getting your Leaving Cert results and going into first year. I know it's not going to be the same as it was, but still, the excitement of just going into college, especially if you're leaving your home house and moving into an apartment or some college accommodation, must be awful exciting.
I often walk by DIT Angers Street and I think, I'd love to go back.
Yeah.
You know, the happy days, Graham. You and I, we were young, we were fresh looking, we had our whole world in front of us. And I'm going to put it out there, because we are going to be giving away a laptop this morning. I never had a laptop in college.
We said this yesterday, and it was only just a quick off comment, and I can't believe we didn't hone on this more. How did you get through the whole of college without a laptop? Honestly.
It was very old school of me. I used to have a feather, and I would use that as a pen.
Okay.
It's the medieval times.
Well, We understand college is going to be a little bit different this year. You might be having to do a lot of lectures from home remotely, and we want to help you out. And if you are heading to college this year, Harvey Norman have you sorted with the massive range of computers, laptops, tablets, and also you can get your desks, even your bedding, everything you need to kit out your new accommodation. And every day, thanks to Harvey Norman, we got a brand new laptop to give to you. And this morning, we want to give you an Acer Swift 7 laptop.
Does Taylor Swift have any involvement in this laptop?
I don't know. I'll look into it. You can listen to Taylor Swift songs on the laptop.
Also, maybe with this laptop, you get a free bird. The Swift. Okay, I'm going to move on there. You're probably asking, how can I win this laptop? Well, we're going to cross over to a web tutorial where there is a strange lecturer. He's speaking about a specific musician, but the broadband, the Wi-Fi, it keeps dropping off, so it makes it a little bit more difficult. Let's cross over right now.
You just have to figure out what artist he is talking about.
Good morning, students. And today, we are going to cover one of the biggest superstars in the world, that is A. She is, of course, married to hip-hop superstar Jay-Z, and she used to be part of a girl band called with Kelly Rowland and the other one.
Oh, who is it?
Oh, that is harsh. So if you know who the musician is, text or WhatsApp your answer right now to 087-711-1038.
Yeah, very harsh in that lecture. How could he say that? It's Michelle. We've got Darren on the line. Darren, I believe you're heading back to college, to night school, is it?
Yeah, going to do a night course in Prince College.
Oh, what are you studying?
I'm going back to do sports nutrition and psychology.
Nice. Oh, that's interesting. That's
Darren,
good.
I want to ask you a question, all right? The last week and a half, I've been broadcasting from home because I received a bit of an injury on my knee. Do you know much about knee surgery?
Not really. I know the knee bone connects to the shin bone.
Oh.
And
that's good for me.
When you're going back to college, what do you envision would be the perfect job for you to get into afterwards?
Anything really, anything to do with sports. So like with the sports psychology and nutrition, you can go into it. Like my main focus would probably be on football, but you can go into a bit of anything really. So it's probably try and get into a club and work from there.
That's so interesting.
Really cool.
That'd be a great job.
What sort of club would you like?
Any sort of club at all. Like, I was coaching with a schoolboy team for a while, so I have a few links. So hopefully once I get the qualifications, I can work my way up.
Unreal. Well, hopefully we can get you a laptop to help you out with your studies. We're going to go to the virtual lecture once more. It's a music lecture. The lecturer is talking about an artist. Here's a little clip of it again where the connection is dropping out.
Good morning, students. And today we are going to cover one of the biggest superstars in the world. That is...
Oh no.
Okay, oh, no, okay.
Can you tell us who it is, Darren?
Beyonce.
Well, let's check it.
Good morning, students. And today, we are going to cover one of the biggest superstars in the world. That is Beyonce.
Yes!
Yeah, go on, Darren. Back of the net. How do you feel?
Delighted, lads. Cheers for that.
Not at all. You've just won that Acer Swift 7 laptop to help you out with your studies. Best luck going back to college, Darren. Cheers for listening.
Cheers, guys. Thanks. Have a good one.
No worries at all. And more chances to win tomorrow morning after the show. We got loads of laptops to give away. If you're heading back to college, this is perfect for you. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman, the number one destination for all your college needs this year.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Are you ready to spin doctors with Gillette? We don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.
Holy messing, gotcha.
Oh, what?
Gotcha, I was playing the wrong one. Sorry, miss.
Oh, thank you. Would you move out of the way, you idiot? I am a spin doctor, and the man opposite me on my laptop screen is also a spin doctor. If you don't know what this is, Graham and I, we put on our very sexy doctor's outfits, and we try... and put a positive spin on something going wrong in your life.
Yes, this is the Spin Doctors with Gillette, removing irritation from your week. First one, Nathan, we have is from Laura. Laura says she can't stop sleeping through her alarms.
All right.
I actually think that's a pretty easy one this morning, Nathan, to be honest. Put a positive spin on that. I would say, first of all, Laura, you're more refreshed because, you know, when you... She's not just sleeping through alarms. She's not just like snoozing all the time. She's actually sleeping straight through it. So one, she's in a deep sleep, which is very good. Get a nice deep sleep into you. You're way more refreshed. And two, you're getting more sleep than you should. So I actually think you're going to be more refreshed for the day ahead.
I'm going to throw it out there, Laura. I think you have fantastic leadership qualities.
Okay.
You're not letting someone tell you what time to wake up. You are your own person. You're saying, nah, technology, get out of my face. I'm going to wake up when I want to wake up.
We were talking about that documentary on Netflix earlier on the show, The Social Dilemma, which basically tells us our phones are taking over our life and using us to sell to companies. Laura doesn't let her phone wake her up when it's supposed to. Laura does what she wants.
Yeah. Congratulations, Laura.
Do you think?
I wish I had the confidence like you.
Yeah, yes, well, that's it. Done. Yeah, okay, perfect.
100% success rate.
Nice. Well,
anyone
Laura,
else?
Laura just won a Gillette Skin Guard Starter Pack plus six months' worth of blades. I think we could give away another one. Brendan has been in touch. Brendan says, help, my twin keeps taking my clothes. Right.
Okay, twin taking your clothes.
I think if it's a collaborative effort between the two of you, if he or she takes your clothes, then I think that you also have the right to take their clothes as well. Thus, you actually save money in the long run. If you're twins, I'm presuming you're the same shape, the same height and stuff like that. So, when you want to see something, why don't you split the clothes? If you see something online you like, you want a new jumper, say, I'll get this jumper if you get those pants, and then we can half the money we spend on clothes and we can just share it.
And maybe if you do something bad and you're going to get into trouble, you can blame the other twin because you're saying, look, the twin was wearing my jumper. That was my twin.
Yeah, I don't wear that jumper. That's the twin. So I think that's another absolutely fantastic performance.
They're getting too easy, Graham.
From the spin doctor. So Laura and Brendan, I really hope that helped you this morning. And good morning start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Both of you win the prize this morning. Absolutely fantastic. You get a Gillette Skin Guard Starter Pack plus 6 months worth of blades. And you get the same prize as well.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
If it's okay with you, Graham, I'd like to share with you quite a tragic tale.
Okay.
Okay, let's cross back to St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, when St. Patrick banished that big dirty snake. Well, a punter over in the UK ended up buying a Euro Millions lottery ticket. Now, this ticket could win the person £57 million.
You know, I love when people hear those sums and go, too much money.
too much money.
Too much money. Well, if it's too much,
what to do with the money?
If it's too much, give it to me.
No, okay. You wouldn't want that money. It would stress you out, Graham.
You wouldn't want it. It would bring you bad luck. No, it wouldn't. It would bring me a new yacht. That's what it would bring me.
This said punter, Graham, ended up winning the lottery.
Yes, unreal. Brilliant.
The said punter didn't claim the money. Had 6 months, Graham,
what?
To say, hang on a sec, I have the ticket. Give me the £57 million. I can tell you yesterday he missed the boat. He cannot get that money now. The time has moved on. Imagine, this person could have been as wealthy as the boy wizard, Mr. Daniel Radcliffe. You're a wizard, Harry.
I just hope that whoever won that wasn't aware that they won it. Do you know what I mean? If they were aware that they actually had won the ticket, they were their numbers, and then they were trying to frantically find the ticket for the last 6 months, that would be horrible. However, if they just didn't know it was there, it was a nice quick pick, but the numbers were picked for themselves, they weren't aware, then I'd be like, oh, thank God, okay. At least what they don't know won't hurt them.
I suppose it's the saying, ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss. Yeah, ignorance has lost you 57 million, as the classic saying goes.
I know you're probably listening to this thinking, what happened to the money? Yeah. Does someone else win it? Well, what happens, because this is not the very first time it happened, back in 2012, a 65 million lottery ticket wasn't claimed. In 2018, all the different lotteries added up to 125 million, and that was unclaimed. All this money
that isn't claimed goes to good causes, like charities.
Yeah, because I know the lottery has links with charities and stuff like that. So it all goes into there. So I'm sure the charities hear a big prize and it hasn't been claimed. And they're like, come on, don't claim it. Don't. £57 million, please.
I will say it's never happened to me and it will never because I don't play the lottery. Do you remember a few years ago in work we used to do a sweepstake? I never got involved. For anyone, what is a sweepstake?
It's where people, one person would go get the lottery ticket. Everyone would put in, I don't know, €5 or something like that, and they'd buy as many lottery tickets as the money they gathered from people in the office would get. I know for a fact, though, that you'd expect to be given the money, wouldn't you?
You wouldn't put the money in,
but you expect it because it's in the office.
Are you telling me right now, look into my beady eyes, that if you ended up winning the lottery, you wouldn't buy me a Lewis adult ticket?
I'd top up your Leap card by €20. That would be fair.
I love that. Yeah, that's fair.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.